you're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest joining my show. Her name is Dr. Karen Volkoff, and she is a naturopathic doctor out of Portland, Oregon. You can find her at the Corbett Hill Wellness Center right there in Portland, Oregon. We are going to find out all about what it is that Dr. Volkoff is doing for the fine folks of Portland. Dr. Volkoff, welcome.
Good afternoon, and thanks for having me.
Afternoon. You're very welcome. Of course, the pleasure is all mine. Could you just start things off by telling us a little bit about what you do? I don't know if the audience is necessarily up to date with what it means to be naturopathic.
Well, I am a naturopathic doctor in Portland, Oregon, and what that means is I have been in private practice, and here in Oregon, we're considered primary care physicians, and I've been in practice for about 16 years. My focus is that I practice internal medicine, so I will see families focusing on digestive, autoimmune, and hormone complaints. And, you know, one of the most common complaints I'm seeing recently has to do with, like, you know, people with just general malaise, fatigue, low energy, you know, problems sleeping, losing weight. And a lot of times, a lot of these symptoms are just kind of gateway symptoms to other underlying problems that I'll find when I'm starting to investigate deeper with different lab tests and asking more questions and just kind of playing investigator into parts of their health that they may not have researched in the past. So I like to try to find the underlying problems as to, you know, why they're tired. And one of those common problems that I'm finding is a low-functioning thyroid. Our thyroid glands control our metabolism and the metabolic pace of our body. So they're responsible for supplying energy to all the cells of our bodies. And when our thyroid glands aren't working, it's kind of like having a dimmer switch turned down. So many people have this problem, and some people are aware of it, and others are just kind of starting to pursue learning about their bodies when they come in. So, you know, some of the common symptoms I see with a low thyroid hormone is going to be fatigue and bloating, hair loss, dry skin, joint pain, muscle stiffness, high cholesterol, sleep problems, infertility, depression, cold hands and feet, and weight problems.
Weight problems, you know, I'm sure,
It's a lot of things, right? So when it comes to most people, they, you know, they'll go to their doctor, they'll be put on thyroid medicine after they get a thyroid test called a TSH. And a lot of times if this TSH, you know, comes to be abnormal, they're put on thyroid medicine. Well, the thing is, most patients will never be tested any further than that. And so their symptoms often will remain the same. And what's actually missing is sometimes there are other things that are involved other than just thyroid that's the problem. And so that's where I like to play investigator and do a little more research. And one of the common things that has that can go wrong with a thyroid is an autoimmune problem. And this can be diagnosed with a simple blood test. And this antibody that is basically the immune system turning against itself with a defective message, it can destroy the cells of your thyroid gland. And so this is something you're, not good. your immune system isn't supposed to do this. And so your immune system is supposed to help support and heal the organs of your body. So when these people have a defective or autoimmune message turned on, there is a progressive, slow destruction of the thyroid cells over time. So, you know, so people will have their medicine, you know, increased. The dose goes up, right? Because, oh, well, you must need more. Maybe it's just not working very well. But this is actually a condition called Hashimoto's thyroid disease. And so there is actually a way to help treat this, and it's treating the underlying inflammation that is destroying the thyroid cells. So it's more than just giving hormone. And so that's something I like to address. And there's some, there are some different treatments for that that are outside of just giving thyroid hormone.
And Dr. Volkoff, I was going to ask, actually, you brought up an interesting point. I was going to ask, well, this is kind of a two-parter. Part one is this something people are born with, or is it just through bad habits over the years that people tend to get these thyroid issues? And second question to that, can they be treated effectively?
Good question. Most people are not necessarily born with it. However, we all carry genetic messages, and some genetic messages are good and some genetic messages are negative. And that is an inherited thing that we don't necessarily have control over.
Right.
So, but it doesn't mean that necessarily you have to express a negative genetic message. And the way those things often can get turned on, there's multifactorial reasons. It can be stress. It can be inflammation, some sort of chemical people are exposed to, viruses, drugs, environmental chemicals like pesticides, and even something as simple as like BPA in our plastic water bottles. We think, well, what does that matter? Well, actually, it's been found that BPA is a toxic chemical that can bind up the thyroid receptors. And so that can even cause more inflammation, which makes you feel more tired. And so these types of environmental chemicals can really cause problems for people. So it's not necessarily it's something you did. It's just that we have a lot of things in our environment that can play a role in triggering on this negative genetic information that can express itself in different ways. And that's what autoimmunity is.
That's fantastic. Now, Dr. Volkoff, unfortunately, we do have to end the show in about a minute. But for folks out there listening who may want a little more information, not only on you, Dr. Volkoff, but also some of the stuff we discussed here today, do you have a website or any sort of social media presence?
Well, my website can be found at naturopathicdrportland.com, and that's all one word. That's naturopathicdrportland.com, or you can simply Google my name, Karin Volkoff, ND. That's K-A-R-I-N. Volkoff is spelled V like Victor, O-L-K-O-F-F. And I'm a naturopath, so we are ND in Oregon, and we are considered primary care. I do bill insurance, and I also can prescribe, you know, requests for lab work, imaging
right.
studies. And in Oregon, we actually have pharmaceutical privileges as well. So it's a pretty broad scope here. So we do act as primary care.
Wow, fantastic. Dr. Karin Volkoff, naturopathic doctor out of Portland, Oregon. Thank you so much for coming on and giving us a lively discussion on all things health. We
thyroid.
Appreciate it. Right. Yeah, clearly thyroid. So
thank you for having me. I really appreciate
Dr. Volkoff
as well.
Dr. Volkoff, you're very welcome. And of course, we wish you the best of luck going forward.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.